At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey,
what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast.
Yes.
As always, you can find me at Justin Fuller Comedy on Instagram.
I am the _great_CoreE. That's where you can find me, or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram.
That's right. That's right. Please hit the like, subscribe.
It's going to be right here somewhere.
Notifications, if you will. Please appreciate everyone out there.
Leave comments.
Yes.
Let us know what you're thinking.
Yeah, give us your thoughts. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate everybody out there.
Absolutely.
This episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right!
What's going on, brother?
Slow motion.
Lies. Lies. You see what I'm wearing?
That's a dope shirt, man.
That's a dope shirt. Congratulations on another.
See what I'm wearing.
Ooh, that's another dope shirt. That's another dope shirt too, dog.
Thank you, man.
Yes, sir. Shout out to my girl, Jen. I told her I was gonna do a shot. Look, for the shot glass.
I know her.
Shout out to my girl, Jen.
Shout out to Jen. Yeah, she performed. She did a great job.
She rocked it.
Yeah,
she rocked it.
They tell me, you know, what they enjoy, who they enjoy. Jen was one of them that they told me that they enjoy. They actually said the whole show was dope.
Whole show was dope.
Shout out to Keith Silly.
Keith Silly, I love Keith Silly.
Shout out to Ihala.
Ihala.
Shout out to Ebony Timberlake.
Ebony Timberlake, love her.
Yeah, and last but not least, shout out to CC Bullock. She did her thing.
CC Bullock. And then who shut it down?
We had Yalise.
Yalise shut it down.
Yalise Dickerson.
Boy, she shut it down.
She shut it down. And you know what? A situation occurred and she handled it well.
Handled it like a champ.
You know,
man.
It's one of the things with the
kudos to you, Yalise.
Kudos to Yalise. And I didn't forget about you.
No, not at all.
One of the things that was impressive is how you handled yourself. You kept the show going, and it was like I wasn't gonna light you up or shut it down because you know it was good. It was right. The end of the night,
right?
You know, so Good job.
She got interrupted. I don't know how many times.
Right. Good job.
Not in such a bad way. You know what I mean? It was all interactive.
It was interactive. It was comical, for timing and, you know.
Oh, yeah, definitely for timing.
And having me, you know, look like I lost the room and stuff like that.
Not the best situation, but she handled it like a champ.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And,
right.
And had a good end of the night and a good. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
The night was a great night. You know
I
what I mean?
So.
From start to finish, you know, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. The room filled in right as fucking showtime was about to begin and fucking bam.
Yeah.
Show went on and without a hitch, you know what I'm saying? And all the ladies were fire, you know what I'm saying?
So they did a great job.
Yeah, it was
Shout
awesome.
Out to you all.
Yeah.
And thank you for wanting to show up and perform well.
Right.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure.
It means a lot.
Yeah. I love sitting back and watching. You know what I mean?
They put on a great show, though.
Yeah. It's like every show you've put on has been dope. All the comics that you've had in there have been, I'll see this thing. Let me turn off the volume over in this piece. Everybody you've had on the show, they've been pretty, been great. You know what I mean? And so it's...
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Let me get this
volume down.
Almost like I said, I was fans of the economy. I mean, I was fans of their comedy.
Right.
And when I invited them, I expected to see what I was a fan of. And it was like some of them has improved or just put on a great show.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I felt like I was Saturday Night Live.
Right.
Like when they, the bands and stuff, when they on Saturday Night Live or what's another show that they, like, do their best performances on, like a late night show or Jay Leno or something?
Yeah. When they're like a guest or something?
Yeah, they show out.
Right, especially
on Saturday Night
Live.
That's a big audience. And,
right.
And that's what I felt like these comics did for me, man. Like, I was Saturday Night Live.
they come and they show out like they use the broom, walk up and down. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Great. It's like you have. It's a different skill to perform in a setting like that.
Oh yeah,
completely different skill with your jokes.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like I'm trying to figure it out. I've done.
You done my role.
Yeah,
you done well. You dive in.
For sure.
Like,
but you have to. You know what I mean? It's still to get you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's still something. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's once you know your material, it's just once you start getting involved in trying to remember where you get, you know what I mean?
There
trying
was
to get
a
your
guy
place.
In the bar. He was saying stuff like he was being funny. He was, when he said, like, if you met your girl at the bar, you ain't going to that bar no more. Hold on, hear the whole thing.
Okay.
He said, you met your girl at the club. You ain't going to the club. And then he gonna say, or if you be there at the grocery store, what, you ain't gonna eat no more or something like that? And then my mother was like, he over there using Justin jokes.
Oh, shit, really? Yeah.
My mother was like, get out of here using Justin jokes.
Thank you. Thank you, Mom. Thank you. Recognize.
My mother was like, oh, please, get out of here using Justin jokes.
Man, that's right, using my jokes. I didn't say groceries, but he knew.
My mother was like, man, that's Justin's jokes. Get out of here using Justin's jokes. That's what she said.
That's what's up. Good. Thank you for recognizing the facts. But see, that's weird with comedy. You know what I mean? That's kind of like.
But it was, you know what? That was a regular person. They probably don't,
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
And they can't come up with the jokes, and they know what works. And they go, you know what I'm saying? Like you. Instead of, like, you were a rapper, he was doing your rap song. That,
do you think that was the case, or is just
definitely
parallel thinking? Really?
Because he was there, and he recognized
you.
He knows
shit.
You.
Oh, shit. Damn it! Damn it!
And not him, somebody else came up to me. He's like, man. He came up to me. He's like, oh, yeah, I know who you are. He said, man, you was funny. He was like, man, you were singing those 70 songs and you had me cracking up. Man, I still were cracking up. And I was like, yeah, that, thank you. But no, that wasn't me. That was Spike Lee. Yeah, he's good. So I'll tell him that you like that. Yeah.
I'll tell you how it was. I remember that set.
Yeah,
it was
good.
I was jamming too. Yep.
You know, that's equivalent to me being out. And I'm sitting down. They be like, man, you have me dying on Family Feud, man.
Oh, shit.
I be like, oh. Yeah, that's not me. Other Mr. Potato Head looking dude.
Other Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah, that was the other Mr. Potato Head. You know, the older one, Steve.
I wish I was making his money.
Right, yeah.
If you're doing Family Feud, I do Family Feud.
But this is what I think. Honest to God. One time, me and my ex-girlfriend, we was partaking in some, adult party things. And
adult party.
We was watching, I think, Head of State. Mm-hmm. With Chris Rock, right?
Head of State? Oh, yeah, where he's the president?
Right.
Okay, yep.
And he was with some woman. I think he was with Lila Rashawn. And I was like, that looked like Robin Givens.
Oh, yeah.
So, and we was like, is that... Well, then we looked at each other. We was like, so who is that? Is that Robin Givens or Lila Rashawn? And then we said, wonder if Chris Rock didn't even know
who it was. He's like, what? What do I got to do with the film? I get to have sex with who? No. I got the president? Sign me up.
Right. What if he didn't know which one it was. He didn't know if it was Lena Rashawn.
I'm sure he knew who it was. Didn't know. Come on, man. He's an actor. He knew.
I can see you not knowing.
I would definitely not know.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
but I don't remember a lot of names.
You will walk up to Ken Whitley and tell her you really loved her on 227. And I would be in the background like, Jay.
I would not.
I'd be like, Jay.
I don't do that shit. I don't do that. I don't mistake somebody for that. I just don't know somebody. I don't know somebody.
I'd be like, no, you haven't really. But that was an example.
Yeah, that's a terrible example.
Exaggerated example.
That's just if not knowing her. I'm like, hey,
So
what's your job here?
Like, how long you been doing comedy?
Yeah, how long you been doing this?
This your first time up? And she'll be like, dude, I've been on this movie.
Yeah. I thought I recognized you.
From 227, right?
Oh, wait a minute, 22. I'm not that white guy?
No, man.
Come on, man.
Look.
Credit.
It didn't have to be because a lot of people got her mixed up with Jack A.
Jack A.
That was Jack A. and Kim Whitley.
Oh, what?
You know, they she said it herself. Actually, she said that I think she tried out for that role. And then she came on as Jack A.'s sister.
Really?
On 227. Mm-hmm. Because they saw the similarities in each other. So, you know, it's an honest mistake. But I think a lot of times people see someone, they brain think entertainment, and it can
connects.
Switch. It can switch, you know, like, yeah, I was there, I was hosting, but I didn't say that joke.
Right. Yeah. And they're paying attention, but not paying attention.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh, trust me, dude. It's You know, my memory is not the best to begin with.
Right.
So, like, when people remember my shit, like, one dude was like, I remember you last week. I was like, he's like, you funny. It's like, you was talking about weed. And then I'm like, yeah. He showed me stuff. I was like, oh, I come prepared. He's like, oh, I know you did everything. But you remember me because I was talking about weed and shit like that. You know what I mean? So, yeah, no. Hey, man, like I said, I love... Especially the set I'm doing now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I love it. I enjoy it. It's fun. A lot of people don't know what I'm talking about, but the ones that do is awesome. You know what I'm saying? So the more I do it, I'm going to have rooms where people are going to know what the fuck I'm talking about. So it's going to all eventually work itself out.
Mm-hmm.
We're working towards our hour.
Yeah.
45 minutes at least. But I'm, you know, we can get an hour easy. Once we hit 45... The rest is just stretching it out. We're good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Think about that. You know what I mean? Because I already got good 25, which could stretch to a half hour. Easy. Mm-hmm. You know, just like the other day when I was supposed to do, I did fucking like 12 or some shit. You know what I mean? The last time.
Right.
Because of, you know, just pausing and, you know, communication.
Giving your jokes room to breathe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's, the more you're comfortable with it, the more you can play with the crowd a little bit, the more you can do that. When you have the time,
mm-hmm.
that's what it was all about. You right. know, I knew I had the time mm-hmm. to do that because you didn't give a fuck. You right. know what I mean? For the most part. And you knew I was going to finish up at a certain point. So, right. you know what I'm saying? You knew I wasn't going to go a half hour.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's one of those deals where I knew I had a time frame and I didn't have to worry about it. So my dilemma is, last week at the Funny Stop, mm-hmm. I did 7 minutes.
Yes, you did.
I did 7 minutes.
You did a special.
I did half a special. Bro, I discussed it with Daniel, said he fucked up with the light. And
at Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Because I seen it, I acknowledged and I was off, and it was good because it was perfect timing anyway. But I realized I did 7 minutes, and I was like, fuck, well, that show's coming up March 30th, people.
March 30th.
I got tickets. I mean, I can get tickets. They're cheaper if you can get them from me. Three, you know, two for 35. You get them at the door, $25. $20 a piece, two for 35. Hit me up. And I'm basically almost out of
it. Where you going to be at, man?
Huh?
Where you going to be at?
Beachwood Truck Stop. Boom. I'll put it up right here. You know, I've never been there. I don't know. That's what it's called, but I'm sure, you know what I mean? I don't know what the venue actually looks like. Okay. So I've never been there. It's not the same place that we performed last time, you know, for comic books. So,
okay.
I'll be just surprised to show up with you guys. But I got, you know, most of my tickets are sold. You know, I got pretty much, if you guys want more, let me know. Because like I said, you can get it from me cheaper. So, you know what I mean? But the ones I have, I think are claimed at this point, so I'm looking forward to it, man. March 30th, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be fun. But I was thinking about it because I'm doing, I think, like 7 to 10, and I was like, well, shit, the shit I did there, and if I add the stuff I was gonna do, that's gonna be well over 10. So I gotta even shorten that up a little bit, and then maybe let stuff breathe. So I'm trying to think of what I can do, just, and I have an idea, but you know what I mean? It's going to be most of the stuff I've been doing. I just like this stuff, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? And I'm going to add the stuff, a little bit about my wife, but I'm not going to do the full Aquaman stuff. I ain't got time for that. I ain't got time for the other shit. So I'm going to take a couple little bits, add them in there, and then just continue on with that shit.
Okay.
You know, and work into my other thing. But I'm looking forward to it, people. So if you want to come see me, talk my shit. Bam! Come check it out. March 30th. You know what I'm saying? Or come to the Funny Stop next week. We're going to be there next week. I'm going to be working on this shit. I got to work on this bit. Oh, guess who? Well, somebody said they might. I'll tell you off air who said they might come. Old friend of ours. You know him.
Get out of town.
Yeah, you know him. We'll see. You know.
What?
Nobody. You may be thinking of somebody else, but nobody. Like, you may be thinking, he's this guy. He used to work at the place with us.
Yeah, right.
We'll see. Anyway, come check us out next week.
Yeah.
But speaking of shit, Chris Rock special. Did you check that out?
I did. I thought it was a good special. I thought it was Chris Rock.
Yeah, Chris Rock all day.
I thought his jokes were funny, and I thought he spoke his piece on what he thought about the Will and Jada Smith thing. And,
right.
You know, because for about a year or more.
A year.
We heard what everybody else had to say, and Chris Rock never said anything.
Right.
You know, so. Yeah, what he said was, I mean, yeah, he was up there telling the comedy show, but to me, that part was very factual.
Oh, the very end?
Yeah.
Well, of course, because that's all personal stuff. Everything he said was personal stuff, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? And it's all comedy, but at the same time, you could tell. You know what I'm saying? You know. Right. You know what I mean? And it's funny because everyone was like, oh, it was staged, but now, so do people believe it was now? I mean, I know the way it looked silly as shit. The slap looked fucking like it was a movie slap. And but Will Smith's an actor, so he went up there. He may know the posture. He may know what he's doing.
Right.
So he may have laid the slap down to just in that, you know. But
and Chris Rock said he ate it like Pacquiao, which he did.
Which he did. He took it like a champ.
Yeah, he didn't fall, stumble, or anything.
No, he just, it moved. You know, his face, anybody would have. He's like, he's bigger than me. Everything he said, and that's the beautiful thing about comedy, because you're able to put it in your eyes, your perspective. And the joke, the final joke was funny. I guess people were mad because they said that he was getting whipped or something like that, and they were like, it's funny because of the way the joke is. It's because it's about a fictional character in a plane in a movie who was getting hit. He really wasn't getting hit. It's the fact
about
that...
About 40K?
No, Emancipation, Will Smith.
Oh, I didn't see that.
No, but... I guess he played a slave and he was getting whipped in the movie. Mm-hmm. And Chris Rock's joke basically
said
was...
he watched that to get some get back.
Just to watch him get whipped. And he was rooting for Massa. And people were mad. And it's like, it's a fictional character for one who Will Smith is playing. He's not really getting whipped. And he's just saying that metaphorically because he's not going to fight him. So somebody else is whooping his ass and he's enjoying it. And you know what I'm saying? So it's like when people get upset, I don't know who's getting upset. It's just people talking and the ethos. I don't know. It's like, it's almost like, you know, because I've never had nobody get upset about anything I've said on stage.
You don't say stuff like that.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is I've never had, I mean, I say some off the, you know.
Yeah, you ain't saying, maybe.
Abortions and shit.
And you know, and raping, you know.
Well, yeah, no, I'm not.
You're not talking about rape.
I mean, I have a joke.
Yeah,
I just haven't really.
Yeah,
I said it like once.
Yeah, but
it's not. It's not a bad one.
Yeah,
it's pretty funny.
Yeah, but you know, you're not saying that.
Yeah.
You know, so
I know people are like, "What? He has a rape joke that's pretty funny." You don't know what I'm talking about, so.
I don't think rape is funny.
It's not. However, I was in the military with a guy named William Rape. And he didn't go by Billy. He went by Will. And that shit is funny.
And what would you used to tell him? What would you used to ask him?
I'm like, why you do it? You're like, what? I'm like, come on. Dude, you're a specialist.
He probably wanted to throw the rocks in your face.
But those are jokes. Those are funny. Shout out to William Rape, dog. That's my dude.
He went by Will Rape.
I know, but I'd say William.
Why you couldn't say Will Rape? That's his name.
Will Rape. He was probably a sergeant when he got out. I don't know if he probably was a sergeant by the time he got out. Shout out to Sergeant Rape. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I can't make... But see, that's what's beautiful about lives. You know what I'm saying? Individual lives and individual perspectives. Because those are jokes I can say because those are facts I have in my life.
Right.
You know what I mean? I really was in the military. I really wasn't in the military with a guy named... You know what I mean? These are facts. And... If he ever sees this, he'll be like, oh, shit, Fuller gave me a shout-out. You know what I'm saying?
What did he call you?
Fuller.
Oh, Fuller.
Yeah, last name.
Oh, okay.
You know.
I thought you said Foley.
No, Fuller. Or 2-6.
2-6?
Yep.
Foley. I thought you said Foley. I'm like, who the hell is Foley? Was that a name?
Eddie Murphy?
Axel Foley? Like, why is he calling you Eddie Murphy?
Because I was making the motherfuckers laugh all the time. That's why.
Damn, Eddie Murphy.
Dude, they everyone in the, everywhere I am, they have their own personal motherfucking comedians with them. You know what I'm saying? I always try to make the word. Come on, dog. That's what life's about, man. Make them try and make good at bad situations. It's this life thing, man, is tough, dog. It's weird.
It is. Shout out to rest in heaven, Mr. Earl Doss.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Earl.
Yeah, man. He was
Earl the Pearl, baby.
Earl the Pearl. He opened up on my open mic at the Funny Stop.
Yeah, he did.
So
damn.
You gonna put him up there?
I'm gonna put him up here.
Earl the Pearl. Rest easy, brother.
Yeah.
So is that an ash?
It's possible.
Okay. See, I'm glad I can't be blamed for that.
You know? No, you can't be, but stepdaughter.
I'm so glad I can't be
blamed. Other people can be.
Like, yeah, he come over here and be ashing everywhere. And I'm like, guess what? I probably would have been blamed for it.
No, it's just the burn holes in my carpet from the cold. Who got this bitch? That's all fair, motherfuckers. One day, like, hey, just like Chad, shout out to Chad Tate. Once again, it was dope to have him in last week. He was talking about having cameras up to catch, like, everything.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, to get the behind-the-scenes shit, that should be a Patreon.
Yeah, that'd be on Patreon. You know what? Without the above cameras capturing the behind-the-thing stuff,
yeah,
you would have never saw as you finished as you done. Put some spec on my name. You would have never saw none of
never.
That.
Yeah, you're absolutely you correct.
None of
absolutely
that.
Correct. Yep, none.
It caught that goal.
Yeah, yeah.
Put some spec in my name.
Put some spec. Yeah, for sure.
I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
I came to your face as a man.
It's like, wow, man, really?
You would have had none of that?
Nah. Nope.
Yeah,
that's gold.
Yeah.
That's like releasing.
All three of y'all.
That's like putting that shit up on with me falling.
Yeah.
That worked.
Yeah.
Dude, that has over 600 likes. That is like the most liked video I've ever put up. And it's only got like 24,000 views. No, it only has like 24,000 views, but it has over 600 fucking likes. That is the most liked video. The video I have 11.5 views only has like 300 and some likes.
Oh, so the one you falling got the most
likes. The most likes, dog.
So what do you think it is? The fact that you fell?
The fact that I fell.
The fact that you fell or the fact that you stood up and did some ninja pose?
Well, I mean all of the above. I think it's the fact that I fell and did that on my own. And then the fact that I was like, fuck it. Hey, can you pull that up on camera so I can see it and show you? And nobody was there.
You should have did it forward and backwards. You should have flipped it in reverse and played Missy like, dude.
Right. I could have added it. Yeah. Is it worth it?
Yeah.
I could do a remix.
You could do Fickle Flame, My Flame, whatever.
Maybe somebody out there remix it for me and they'll get like 11,000 views and fucking a million.
Sure.
Well, ain't that a bitch?
Yeah.
You know why? Because it's like I see people posting other motherfuckers' clips and they get tons of views. Mm. Like somebody posted a clip of Chris Rock shit and they got like 11, more than that.
You can't.
Take credit. No, obviously.
You can't. No, they won't give you any
credit for that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because it's somebody else's material, right? Shit.
And they'll send you a message explaining that.
Oh, okay. Like, I don't know, man. I think people get away with that shit, especially.
But if
on
they do
YouTube,
like side by side or the reactions, that's the way you do a reaction.
No, like even like on YouTube, when people post like clips of Rogan shit, and they have like a page like JRE clips or some shit, and they're getting, I guarantee they're getting paid because they're getting thousands of views, like hundreds of thousands of views on those clips. Motherfuckers make like, because people
but
are weird.
But just think.
I'm not going to do that ever.
No, I'm just saying like say if we had.
Somebody could do that with our shit.
Right. But I'm saying like if you did that, maybe that would bring attention to your page and they'll see what else these dudes got and scroll through and be like, who was that? is that Greg Morton? You know, like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, but I mean, I'm not going to do that and put it on our page.
No, I don't expect you to. No, I'm just trying to understand the science behind it. Because
what they do is they're just making a full page like that, and they're doing clips, and they're doing work. They're cutting it out good.
They're doing editing.
Yeah, for sure. And they're just putting them on a certain page.
Like, watermark on it.
No, not even the watermark. They're just putting, like, the name of their page is JRE Clips, which is Joe Rogan Experience Clips, but it's not him. They're just taking the episodes, clipping them up, putting them up there, and people are looking at and getting thousands of views, and now he's getting probably paid for that.
Shout out to...
that's what I'm saying. There's people out there doing that shit with all podcasts. You know,
shout out to my dude at, Old Crippled Bastard. I don't know if he watches any of these episodes.
Who is that?
But he, I'm going to show you his stuff. He's a friend of the show.
Okay.
And
shout out to you, dog.
Yeah, shout out to you.
Appreciate you.
And his videos and his editing skill. You saw one of his videos.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Shout out to you. Yeah, for sure. I remember that video. Yeah.
You know, I want him to do one like that at this show.
Okay.
I just want him to see how he would do it.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Go for it. You got a lot of clips of me. All of us.
I mean, if he...
Hey, speaking of which... You know how many deep fakes are going to be out there?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Did you see that shit?
Yeah.
You see, hey, people, look up Joe Biden. Matter of fact, I should put it up. Boom.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
On Tinder the other day and saw a chick with the biggest fucking boobs.
Okay, no more because it's copywritten. But wow. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Deepfakes are amazing, people. It's unbelievable. And that's just now. And like I said, when we were talking, I was like, I thought of Running Man.
Right.
Right off rip.
Right. They entertain us with the truth. The movie Running Man with one of my idols starring in it, Richard Dawson. That was him in there, right?
Richard Dawson.
The host. With Dynamo and all of them? Dynamo in there?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, the host was Richard Dawson.
I believe so, yeah.
And
yeah.
I was thinking, like, why Dynamo could have been so much cooler than he was. You know what I mean?
I mean, you know, they had to make everybody, you know, Schwarzenegger was the dog.
Yeah, but they could have had Dynamo. What? I'm thinking my movies mixed up.
Which one?
I was thinking of the one that...
Where he gets put in, he has to fight.
Don't Wesley Snipes got a movie similar to that?
Ooh, Wesley Snipes. What, where he's trying to fight for, like, his freedom?
I think, I don't know. Maybe it is.
That's Demolition Man.
Yeah. Okay.
Or
is it Judge Dredd? I'm getting mixed up.
Oh, Judge Dredd's a different one.
Okay. It's all future, right?
No, not
really. Give me the future, man.
No, not, well, Running Man was when he was, I think he was a criminal.
But wasn't it in the future, though?
Kinda. Yeah.
Wasn't Snipes in that?
No. No, that was Demolition Man.
Demolition Man, okay.
That was Demolition Man, right? No, that was with, no.
The guy that shot the electricity, who was that?
Shot the electricity. That was Running Man.
Oh, was that Running Man?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Dynamo was from the Running Man.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, people. I got my movies mixed up. I'm old. You see this, Gray.
Wesley Snipes and Sylvester Stallone was in Demolition Man.
Okay. Yeah. And I also sometimes...
I like that movie, too. That
sometimes
movie.
Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger sort of like swirl in my head, too.
Never.
Sometimes.
Come on, man.
Sometimes.
Completely different.
Crambo.
I understand what you're talking about.
So, come on, man.
But no.
Yes.
But no.
Look, okay, look.
Commando was the fucking movie,
okay,
dog.
Okay, look.
I love that.
Commando, Rambo. Oh. Hold on. Commando, Rambo. Think about it.
Conan the Barbarian.
Conan the Barbarian.
Rambo.
No.
Rocky.
Predator.
Rocky.
Predator and Rambo.
Rambo.
You know what I'm saying? It's all like...
All those movies.
Delta Force. When they in the Delta Force?
Mr. T?
No.
No, that was 18.
It was Chuck Norris... Arnold Schwarzenegger, maybe I'm making up.
No, that's the Expendables.
Yes, I mean, Delta Force Expendables.
This is a motherfucking commercial. Fucking Housewives football, NFL football, Housewives football. What the fuck?
Yeah, man. So, but I was just saying, like, Dynamo could have been so dope.
He could have. I mean, technology back then wasn't the best.
I know.
Now they could redo it, but it wouldn't be the same movie. But what I'm saying is the deepfake they did in that was when the dude actually died, and they made it like Arnold Schwarzenegger died, and the dude won.
Right.
They deepfaked the shit out of that, and people thought, oh.
They had him on like vacation.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
fun and
they were all
stuff.
Dead. Yeah. Uh-huh. That shit's going to be fucked. Look, the fact that that shit's now, I'm just saying, and go 5 years from now. The AI shit that they have, the chatbot shit, everything that they're showing.
The scary thing is fun, all fun and games until they have you doing a robbery or doing a crime.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Or saying
we talked about this.
Or like the president saying some shit.
On the
like
12th or something episode before.
Hmm.
On the Midnight Paco.
Oh, for sure. You know, me and my ass always thinking about crazy shit like this. It's just more to the forefront.
Hmm.
Because of these deepfakes now. You know what I'm saying? Because, look, the president, they could have the president saying, because unfortunately people believe what the fuck they say.
Of course. And see.
And see.
Right.
So all they have to do is, like, Cobra Commander, take over the network, blast out.
Act like it's an emergency presidential something.
Everyone, take cover.
Yeah.
Shit's going down.
Yeah.
The fuck? This is serious stuff. And I'm just saying, there was...
He was like, I didn't have time to be presidential and shit. You know?
The problem is there was glitches now that we saw. Little bits, because of the editing and things like that.
Plus, his mouth didn't look dead on. His mouth looked somebody like somebody else's mouth.
For sure. But the way it was, the words sound... The sound.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if you were just listening.
Or got a phone call or was instructed to do something.
Right. Oh, they say that people are kidnapped with people's voices from their family saying, I'm kidnapped. Send this money in Bitcoin or whatever. Like, you know, motherfuckers have got, and they don't check.
My sister was sent a request for money by someone that appeared to be her friend. And she thought it was off and told her, that this don't seem right.
Right.
That person sent a video saying, yes, this is me. Of her friend.
Wow.
She called her. She said that wasn't her.
Wow.
That's some scary shit.
Wow. Through a text message?
Mm-mm. It was like through a Facebook messenger.
Oh, wow.
It was
Facebook
messenger.
See, that's the problem. Oh, okay. See. Yeah, that's the problem with tech, like social media shit, because anybody can hack into motherfuckers' accounts and send videos and things of that nature. And like you said, with deepfakes. And it could be anybody sitting in their fucking basement, like we discussed. It's probably some fucking, the shit that they had him saying, some shit I would be like, yeah, she has a fat ass booty. I can't wait to put my thumb in that butthole. And then go get some fucking ice cream.
Yeah, he's referring to the Joe Biden
video. Yeah. He didn't say so much that, but that's probably what I would have did a spinoff. My filthy self. You know, I got to take it there a little bit, people. I apologize. It's all for you.
Yeah, so you this know. Technology, I'm sure it can, it's a great gift and a curse. Yeah,
everything
cool.
is, man.
But yeah, it's cool until it's not.
Yeah, everything is. That's the problem. It's gonna be used against us. I mean, it already has been. You know, with the media and framing of the news. Every network is owned by special interest companies who fucking pay for all the advertising that's on the. You know, every company has advertising. So the advertising is like, okay, we want you to talk about this because if you talk about this, we don't like that. so we can't give you this money to advertise on your business. So they change what the fuck they're talking about, and they frame things in a certain way to make the advertisers don't, you know what I mean, not want to give them money. It's a sad world when you understand how things are working. That's why I don't watch a lot of this shit, man. You know, that's why podcasts in a certain way are taking over the industry. It's all about independent individuality and fucking thought. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that too. And plus, it's like with the way things are, people are also into watching what they want to watch.
Exactly.
It's like everybody like can now have their own personal network
whenever they want
and play whatever they want to play.
Music, podcasts, movies.
You want to watch some movies or listen to some music. You want to watch videos. You want to watch TikTok.
Although
TikTok is more in it sometimes. TikTok is more addicting than TV shows. You
can
be on TikTok for hours and hours and hours and hours.
Hours. Somebody different. Sometimes the same people, different videos.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But the crazy thing is the fuckery. Because we'll go back to the Chris Rock special. I watched it live the day of the last 10 minutes when we were on the phone, remember? Right. And I was like, oh, shit, it's on. And you were like, all right, go ahead, check it out. And I was I got out. It was like the last 10 minutes when you saw him about Will Smith.
Right.
And he fucked up his last joke. He fucked up the punchline, in a sense. He gave it away. He didn't fuck it up, but he gave it away. And he said, I messed up my joke.
He said, I fucked up the joke.
When I rewatched it today, because we were going to talk about it, because I wanted to catch up everything, they showed that part, and it was smooth transition. It was like the joke that it was like a perfect joke, the way they had it. He went, because you know how he repeats himself all the time. Mm-hmm. That's his style. You know what I'm saying? He was like, call him a bitch, go bitch. You know what I mean? And just how he always repeats himself, and then he sets it up, and he repeats himself. He constantly does that. You know what I mean? In his jokes, that's his style. So they were able to clip it perfectly, and it was perfect transition, and the joke sounded perfect. But that was editing after the fact, and I know he got off stage even after a great performance. You know, he thought about that. I know, as a comic, and even though he ended it perfect and bam and everything and stood and everyone loved him, he got off the stage. I know he was like, motherfucker.
You know what? That was a little weird to me.
What do you mean? How he did it
at the end,
right?
The standing and posing?
Well, you know, they expect it.
He's probably addicted to it.
They expect it.
He was like,
I'm Chris Rock. Slide.
Yeah,
like, bam.
Yeah, I mean, that was a little weird for me, though.
Hey, well, of course. There's times I've seen, like, hey, I ain't even gonna lie, I've seen comics and the special. It was a female too at the end, and it was like she expected standing. You could see they expected something else, and they didn't get it. It was like a, you know, it's a high spread, you know, on like Netflix and shit. You know what I mean? But it was like you could see it in their face. They expected something and didn't get it. You know what I mean? Or whatever the case, or whatever. And it was just like, see, that's why I don't expect. You know, I don't expect much, man. If you guys laugh at my jokes, you laugh at my jokes. I appreciate all that. You know what I'm saying? I don't expect motherfuckers to standing ovation or.
But shouldn't you strive for that?
I want people to appreciate it and give it to me on their own thing, but I don't want to stand there and act like they need to give it to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If they want to give it to me, but to be like, yeah, I'm Justin for the motherfuckers. Stand up, you know what I'm saying? That was like in Chappelle's one special. I remember when he was, I think it was Sticks and Stones.
He said,
you know,
when little show.
Yeah, when he said the Chappelle show, and it took a while, and people would applaud. And he was, you know what I mean? And, you know what I'm saying? He was waiting for it. He was expecting it, and it took a while, but people started to applaud.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It was like
he expected them to erupt.
They erupt.
Like, boom. And he was like,
and rightfully so, because because that show was the shit.
It was.
You know what I'm saying? So for 2 years, and he only did it 2 years, it was like a staple.
I tried it.
What?
I'm a part of a little podcast called the
Midnight Paco Podcast.
Midnight Paco Podcast. I tried it, you know.
We do. I mean, well, yeah.
It was like, I was like, yeah, I'm co-host of a little show called the Midnight Pocket Podcast.
Dude.
And I paused and I heard.
Where at? When?
Funny stuff.
Bullshit, man. They know who the fuck we are.
I was like, yeah. Co-host of a little podcast called the Midnight Paco Podcast. It's like
a little bit. Hey, we're growing, people. We're almost at 300. We love everybody. Shit, you kidding me? Great grassroots, grab mud roots in this bitch, man.
Congratulations to Glenn Mateer.
Yeah, shout out to Glenn Mateer. Shout out to you, dog. I seen that you posted. You won.
You got the belt. That's dope. I'm kind of. That's dope.
They give you that belt?
If you got that belt from, did you win that belt?
That's awesome. Where did that's you so bring dope. That expecting the victory?
Yeah, that's dope. You are, I'm jealous.
You are a great comic. So
you are. But you, I'm jealous that you got the belt.
Yeah, because that's dope.
Yeah, the belt is dope.
No, I do like that shit.
You're going to need it like right here.
Yeah. Yeah, because that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Man, yeah, that's awesome, man. Congratulations. Yeah, to
and
you,
I
man.
Think you should. I think you should wear it. Like, whenever you.
Just walk around that bitch with. Hit the belt on.
And whenever you're about to perform, give it to your girlfriend.
Hold on. Yeah.
Never take it off.
Yes, until the next one. You might as well do that. Please do that, Glenn. Please do that. We're going to tell you next week anyway. So yeah. If you don't listen and you're not wearing it there, we're going to tell you. And from that forth, you will until the next
podcast. I think every time you get up, not just on open mics, just period.
Just walk around that bitch like in the grocery store?
No.
Fucking right.
When you're about to perform.
Oh, yeah, anywhere.
Anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, more so at the funny stuff.
But I would do it anywhere. Like, yeah.
Here, babe, hold my belt.
Like, what kind of belt is it? It's a comedy belt.
Fucking victory. That's yeah, what you that know what is. What I'm saying? No, I love his jokes. Everyone, you know what I'm saying? I love his style. I love
his
everything.
Style. He has good stage presence.
Good transitions. Yeah, he has different jokes. He has different segments almost in the set. You know what I'm saying? No,
he's creating. He cares about his appearance.
Right? He talks. He says.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
He watches shoes everywhere. He's in, you know.
He's mannerable. He's doing everything. He's doing everything great.
For
just
sure.
Based on interacting with him.
Yep.
Yeah, he's doing the right thing.
Yeah, no, yeah. Shout out. That was dope, man.
He kind of reminded me of himself a little bit.
For sure. Yeah, because I can't say myself because he's the one that talks, you know, and he's with his girl, but he still talks to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
he's moving good.
Yeah. You're the one that talks and reaches out to people. Me, I was sitting there on the side, you know, at the table. We have our table, boy. We have our section. That's where I was standing post every time, man, until you showed up. Which, guess what? Next week, man, will be fucking 2 years.
Two years
I've been
telling jokes for like 2 years.
Or next week.
Like, how long you been telling jokes? Like 2 years.
Because mine was in December, dog. So it's like
I think it was the week before St. Patrick's Day.
Well, then that's this week. That's now. Well, are you sure? Because
I think so, man. Because it was like we performed, and then the next time we performed, it was St. Patrick's Day, and we met that older comic that had on that suit.
Well, then, fucking congratulations, brother, fucking 2 years in the game.
It's been over 2 years for you, right?
Yeah.
Congratulations to you,
thank
too,
you.
Man.
Thank you. I got, 2 years and 3 months going on. Like I said, December was the benchmark I set. Because, like I said, I did it in July 2019. I didn't go actually back until December 2020. So I figure, fuck it, that's the benchmark.
I had no idea. I didn't know.
Yeah, man, like I said, you called me and... In March, it was basically in February. It's probably when you linked up, because in March is when I told you and you showed up. Or, it was when you showed up was in March. So, you know what I'm saying? It had to have been, like, right after. Because it wasn't too long after we were talking where you're like, really? I'm going to come out there. And you came out with your boys. And you were the only one that went up. Eventually, you didn't even go up that night.
Who did I come out with?
You came out with Key.
Keeley. Keeley? No.
I thought you came out with Keeley. Mm-mm. Did you bring Keeley once?
Yeah, but I was performing it by then when he came up.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So did you just come by yourself the first?
It was just you and I.
Okay, okay.
I drove to your house and then we rode out.
Okay.
I was like, why are you taking the turnpike?
We gotta get there. It's a long way away.
I'm like, dude, you gonna pay every time? You gonna take the turnpike?
Yeah. They upped it. It was 50 cents.
You don't have to take the turnpike.
No, I don't. But I gotta take.
But I wanna know
fucking
why.
Crazy ass fucking back cave, fucking back rows in this bitch.
I do, it's 271 to.
You come a different way.
I know.
I'm not going all the way the fuck east just to take that way.
You gonna use turnpike?
Because I got to get to Route 8 if I do. Mm. And that's coming from the west side.
Okay. Yeah.
But usually on my way there, I take the back roads, back cave way.
Yeah.
Down and then through the motherfucking, you know.
Yeah, the ravine and
yeah, yeah, all that road. Bullshit. Yeah. But on the way back, after drinking, I need straight roads and fucking cruise control and fucking lane assist. Don't keep that bitch like this.
Don't forget about your turbo button.
I don't use that bitch. I keep cruise control. Fuck the turbo button. I ain't in no hurry to get home. I'm in a safe route.
Okay.
Once I get to the motherfucking turnpike, I say hi to my friend. You know what I'm saying? I got a few of them.
They know you.
I think they do. Every Wednesdays. It's hilarious. It's like every other Wednesdays. I told a sweet old lady, I don't know her name, but I told her to check out the podcast. So if you're listening.
Shout out to you.
Shout out to you. Every time I go by, I'm like, I think of my name, you know, state charges $1.25, pep. Like Toe Booth Willie. I think that was Adam Sandler. It's Adam Sandler or Jerky Boys?
Sound more like Jerky Boys.
One of my memories fucking fading.
You see how things, you know what I'm
saying? Oh, I know. It was shit. Well, you know who you're talking to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
This motherfucker right here. I've had my fair share of mind-altering substances.
You didn't know if it was Holly Robinson or, you didn't know if it was Lila Rochon or, what's her name?
What the fuck? I don't know Lila Rochon.
Lila Rochon, that was the woman that actually played in Head of the State with Chris Rock.
Okay, or Robin Givens.
Yeah, so.
Okay, no, that's you.
You know the difference?
I have to watch the video. I know the difference if I see her. Some of them chicks, boy, it's hard to deserve it. I'm like, come on, man. Well, how do you look so the same? And so, like,
because
fine.
Because they're the same.
But they look so beautiful, but they're different, and they're, like, almost the same people.
They're the same people.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because the popular look never really changes.
Hot?
Well, you know, what's considered good looking? They keep the same recipe to make the stars.
Like Robert Redford, brownish skin.
Robert Redford looked like a younger Brad Pitt. When they were younger, they look identical.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, so it kind of like what's
but no. See, for me, I different. No, beauty to me is different.
No, beauty is definitely different. But if there was some Yahora looking women out here, I'm sure she would have been the other Yahora. But they was your horror when she was younger. That's the black lady on Star Trek.
Okay, I'm like, who the fuck? What horror are we talking about?
Your horror was like one of the most beautiful women.
That's her name.
That was her name on the show.
Okay,
and when she was younger and on Star Trek.
Oh yeah,
I thought she was like the most beautiful woman I ever seen.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah, it was her, and I was into like long hair. I liked her.
Yeah, I like long. I still to this day I like long.
I'm learning, and I didn't know then I had a crush on Nell Carter.
Who's that?
From Give Me a Break.
Give Me a Break. I remember. Yeah, God,
she was a heavyset woman. So she was multi-talented. She could sing. She could dance. She could act. She was a stand-up comedian. She was a stuff.
Okay.
But I liked Nell Carter. I liked Yahora from Star Trek. And I liked like women that looked like Bonnie from Knight Rider. I think that was her name. With the long brunette hair that was working on Kit.
I don't remember her.
And it was you wouldn't remember Buck Rogers either. But it was I forget her name on the show. I that's what I was into.
Really? You know what's funny?
I can show you. I can pull them up and show you.
Okay. We'll do that shit. But, so after So, like, the first thing I ever wrote a fucking, like, fan letter to was Stacey Ferguson.
I thought it was going to be Kelly Bundy.
No. It was younger than that. Oh. So although I like Stacey Ferguson is now a.k.a. Fergie.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So when she was in the Mickey Mouse Club, you
were... Kids Incorporated.
Okay, I-D-S,
Kids Incorporated.
So you wrote a letter to her?
I wrote a letter! She said, oh, I got a picture back, signed picture or whatever.
That's
the case.
Dope.
Yeah. That was the first one, and then I fell in love with Jennifer Lopez on motherfucking Living Color.
It was a girl named Lisa that I was looking at on Living Color.
Okay.
I wasn't looking at J-Lo. I was looking at Lisa.
Yeah,
listening
I was
to my
looking
girl.
At J-Lo.
I forget my girl's name from En Vogue, too.
Ooh.
The one that played in Juice. That's why I had a crush on her.
Oh, I don't remember. I remember Juice, but
It was Omar Epps' girlfriend. No, where they had the... Oh, that was so foul, man. She was messing with him, and the ex-husband was an older dude, man. And he was,
in the movie?
Yeah.
I remember. I can't remember what she looks like. God damn. See?
She was dope.
Man, my memory is the worst.
You could probably put them up.
I'm gonna try and go back through and put up all these fucking names you're putting up, but it's gonna be hard. I'll probably forget. Sorry, people. If I forget, I apologize. But I'm gonna try and put up like when we were talking and you were naming all these bam, bam, bam. Yeah. I'm gonna try and Google and see what I can do. Yeah. You know, that just takes time.
Yeah, when I was young, like a little boy.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, growing up. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I was into.
When I was watching Kids Incorporated, I fell in love with Stacey Ferguson. I'm like, who's this?
But you could have been
at my age.
Though.
Huh?
You could be Bud.
Oh, by a certain point, I would have been able to. My dad's fucking Al Bundy all day.
It's hilarious.
That's like his hero.
Yeah.
Him and Fred Sanford.
They're from the same area.
Al Bundy and Fred Sanford are my dad's fucking, like, heroes.
Yeah.
That's him mixed together.
Fred Sanford and Al Bundy.
Al Bundy, he repeats all their sayings. He don't give a fuck.
It's funny.
I love it. Yeah. Because it was odd because it was funny as shit. You know my dad. And when I was going through the closet and I was looking, I seen some vinyl and I seen fucking Get Down On It. I'm like, the fuck?
Get Down On It.
Who the fuck?
Get Down On It.
Whose record is this? Whose record is this? How'd this get in here? But my dad, I'm not motherfucker. Somebody had that bitch. You know what
get
I'm
down
saying?
On
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I ain't gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance by standing on the wall.
Get your back up off the wall.
Tell
so,
me.
So you thought you was gonna find some I did it my
well, I'm sure there's some of that, but there's also Grandma got ran over by a reindeer.
What about some Randy Travis? I'm digging up bones.
You know what? I'm trying to remember who the... Sawyer Brown was the big one. Sawyer fucking Brown. He loves the Eagles, Temptations.
Yeah.
You know, he loves all that shit, dog. You know, he's Elvis guy, of course. Yeah. You see my dad, you know. Yeah. He's fucking definitely Elvis with the stash and the fucking comb over.
He do have chops.
Yeah. Yeah. He used to be in the church choir, I guess, or some shit like that.
Did he? I thought you was going to say, he used to be an Elvis impersonator.
No. Nope.
That's how Bruno Mars started.
Well, I can fucking see that.
When he was a little boy.
He was a pretty fucker, isn't he?
he looks like...
God damn.
You know what? He looks like he could be like Oliver and... Oliver and
Shout out to Oliver
and Gray.
Oliver Gray.
Yeah. Oliver Gray and his sister.
Oh yeah, Jackie
Gray. They look like they could be in the same family. I'm not even trying to be funny.
Pretty close, yeah, for sure. But no, Oliver looks like a mini Troy Polamalu.
He does.
But
I was just saying, like, the looks stay the same, and they just trinkle down, like, you know, like, before...
Bruno, you were talking about Bruno Mars. I'm trying to think, shit. Go ahead, keep going, I'll remember.
Who Bruno Mars look like?
No, yeah, I'm just trying to, no, not who he looks like, But we were talking about something prior too, and
Love Train. His song Love Train.
No, go ahead, keep talking. I fucking forgot. I had a brain fart.
We were talking about the albums your father found. I mean,
I'm trying to think, but go ahead. Damn it! I hate when you get a thought and then you lose it.
Yeah,
that's that bullshit.
You could have easily been in House of Pain too.
The video?
You could have been in Jump Around, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
You look like you could have been in Jump Around.
You know, he came up with that style.
Oh, Everlast?
No.
A rapper. Everlast, right?
Jump Around?
Yeah, that's Everlast.
Nah, that's Be Real.
No, Jump Around? No.
It's Cypress Hill.
No, bro.
Jump Around? Jump up and get down. Jump. Yeah, that's Cypress Hill.
No, bro.
Yes, it is.
Look, you might want to edit this out because he's going to get his hip-hop card revoked.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, you might want to edit that out. I don't want that to
happen. I ain't going
to
edit it out. Are we thinking of the wrong people? I know who Fred Durst is. I mean, Everlast.
And you won't be telling Jack A. I mean, Kim Whitley, I loved you in 227.
Huh? Fuck.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you okay. Know. Whatever.
Fred Durst is from Limp Bizkit.
I know, yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Jump Around was made from, they had a name, I can't think of the name.
Cypress Hill.
No, man. Is Everlast had a group.
Who's Everlast? What song?
Oh, sometimes you something sing the blues. That's Everlast.
Yeah, I don't know that.
I did a
hard Cypress Hill is fucking Jump Around.
That's not Jump Around.
Are you kidding me?
It's not. Hey Siri, who made the song Jump Around?
Come on, chick.
I don't know where she at.
Where you at? I heard you beep.
Hey Siri. Okay.
Do I have to Google over here?
House of Pain. Boom.
House of Pain. Oh, yeah. No, isn't that a song?
House of Pain made the song Jump Around, which was Everlast and DJ Scribble and somebody else.
And so Be Real's on Cypress Hill.
Yeah, he made Insane in Mid.
Yeah, I know that song.
He didn't do Jump Around.
Are you sure?
It was House of Pain.
I'm sure House of Pain wasn't the name of the album.
The group was House of Pain, bro. And you could have been in that video. You could have been in House of Pain.
I remember the song. But see,
Pack it up, pack it in.
Let me begin again. I know the fucking song. Okay. Shit, see?
That's Everlast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we see that's where the problem is with artists and names and fucking shit like that, dog. Yeah. I know songs all day.
Yeah.
But I know every goddamn. I was rocking to that bitch, but.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem, man. That's the upsetting thing about my memory because, like I said, you.
I can see where you thought it was.
It makes it, yeah. You see the correlation. Uh-huh. I get it. Kim Whitley. Robin Givens. Or not
Kim. Robin Givens and Layla Rashad.
Yeah, that chick.
Yeah. And Chris Rock didn't know who she was either.
I'm sure he did.
He probably did.
Did you know I got a movie with Robin Givens?
And his name Robin Givens?
No, that's Eddie Murphy. Shout out to Boomerang. That's one of my favorites.
Was Chris Rock in Boomerang? He should have been.
He was in the mailroom. Marcus.
Yeah.
He was in the mailroom.
Yeah.
6 fucking degrees of Kevin Bacon in this bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in the mailroom. Marcus and Kevin and Robin Givens had the perfect feet.
I thought she had hammer time toes.
No, that was the other chick with the big ass boobies.
I gotta watch Boomerang again.
And then Halle Berry was the one he ended up with. Boomerang.
Cleveland's own.
I understand. She's
Halle Berry.
Hey, I moved here because of a chick. Yeah. Shout out to Cleveland because they produced my wife. That's why I'm here. Because of a woman. Ain't that some shit? It's like Chris Rock said, he spent all his money on pussy.
And he'll do it again.
I moved my life because of my wife. I ain't gonna say that word.
It rhymed too.
I know.
Yeah.
You know.
This episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right! Well, everybody, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on Instagram.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram.
That's right. Please hit the like, subscribe, notifications if you will.
Yes, yes, yes.
Love yeah. everybody. We're almost close to 300. Make sure we hit that mark, maybe. Come on, y'all. Push, yeah. share, hit like,
all
subscribe,
that.
Yeah. notifications. And we'll check you out next week. Peace out.
Midnight Paco Podcast. Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.